Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." Wicked people like to think that numbers matter. You take the example of certain organizations which stand for wickedness, but feel empowered and even protected by the fact that they have large numbers of followers. They even seem to feel protected from the judgment of God. Wicked females who wanted to throw off biblical male authority, referred to as the patriarchy, began gathering and organizing in the United States during the early 19th century. Originally, these women organized what they called temperance rallies to nag men to stop drinking liquor and shame them into staying out of saloons. Many men also joined in their cause, but many did so under duress from mothers and wives. And of course, excessive drinking is a sin. So you might say, that's a good thing. Well, the concept of putting a halt to drunkenness and the massive amount of wife abuse and child abuse and other crime and violence resulting from drunkenness is a good thing. But where in Scripture do you find a call for women to form groups and organizations and to shame and harass men to do what's right? I'll tell you where. Nowhere. The Bible teaches the opposite approach in places like 1 Peter 3:1-2, which says, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear." Instead of organizing and holding loud, visible rallies to get men to do the right thing, 1 Peter 3:4 says, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." But these women, many of whom were professing Christians at that time, ignored Scripture and took matters into their own hands. And this early feminist movement, as it was later called, picked up the cause of winning the right for women to vote. And by the mid-19th century, the women's suffrage movement began with their organizations and rallies. Now, you may think that getting men to drink less and avoid drunkenness is commendable, and you may believe women should have the right to vote. But that's not the point. The point is, the spirit behind these organizations and their organized activities were anti-biblical. So it should come as no surprise that after 1920, when the 18th Amendment was ratified, outlawing alcohol for a couple of years before it was repealed, and the 19th Amendment was ratified, giving women the right to vote, these rebellious women moved on with their Jezebel spirit and supported Margaret Sanger and her original Planned Parenthood organization, which was founded in 1921 and called the American Birth Control League. There were exceptions, but they proved the rule. Since that time, feminist organizations have been mostly made up of anti-Christian, pro-abortion lesbians and their allies, all of whom are Christ-rejecting atheists, agnostics, Jews, New Agers, Wiccans, and various other types of occultists. And these anti-biblical, anti-Christ females have taken over public schools and even filled pulpits in apostate churches all over America. But this is no surprise to us, as we need to read and heed Paul's warning in 2 Timothy 3:1-5. He predicted this sort of thing under the movement of the Holy Spirit with these inspired words, saying, quote, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Judgment is coming. And don't join the crowds that oppose God, because though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished.